Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Who would we be without our family? When it comes to people who can truly influence and shape who we become, it's those we grew up with who often leave the most lasting effects. And sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. The People Who Made Us is the theme of this month's In a Nutshell storytelling series. It's taking place this Friday, February 27th, at the Sophia in Sacramento. Whether it's a story about becoming a sibling for the first time or having to defend yourself in court against your parents, the four storytellers scheduled to take the stage this week will be exploring themes both familiar and unforgettable for many of us. Two of those storytellers are here today, along with In a Nutshell host Keith Lowell Jensen. Meghna Bhatt is a creative disruptor, storyteller, and consultant, and Joe Klosik is a stand-up comedian and storyteller. Welcome all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What a treat. Okay, Keith, I want to start with you. You're the host of In a Nutshell. This started with you. Tell us about this month's theme, The People Who Made Us. Where did it come from?
I have no idea. That's, Amy came up with most of our themes this year, my co-producer, and then I went through, and that was one that stood out that I really loved. I don't know if she was riffing on the Netflix, the movies that made us and the toys that made us, but it was one of the first responses I got from a storyteller was like, my parents have nothing to do with who I am. And I was like, well, that's a story right there. I want to hear more about that. So, we don't impose our will on any of our storytellers.
How did you decide on the featured storytellers this month?
Joe Klosik, don't listen, Joe. Okay. Joe was a very early influence on me when I was doing stand-up comedy. He was one of the first people I saw that could really tell a story. And so I'll jump at every chance to get Joe. And I know a little bit about Joe's background, and so I did think of him pretty quickly on Family. It sounds like the story he's going to tell has nothing to do with anything that I know about his background, though. So, yeah, cool. He's going to give me some surprises. And then the rest, yeah, it's just kind of going through. It's nice now that we've done this for over a year. We've got kind of a stable of storytellers, and we can look through and kind of think, well, who would fit this theme? And then we ask them also and maybe show them a few themes and say if there's one that fits them particularly well. And so, yeah, and I love the lineup that we got. This is a really strong one.
Well, Meghna, you're going to be a storyteller on Friday for this month's theme, and you are a self-described creative disruptor. What brought you to storytelling in the first place?
Thank you. Such a wonderful question. For me, storytelling has been a very cathartic healing process, not just as a first-generation South Asian immigrant woman, but also I hold many other hats, right? So based on my background with criminology, gender studies, I've seen the power of storytelling and building empathy and creating that shift in culture, preventing harm from happening. So for me, those are my roots. I know I'm not like the first one to, you know, break the cycles, but I'm hopefully not the last ones. Definitely storytelling has got me so excited because I have fun. It kind of pushes me out of my comfort zone, but then it also helps me honor all the versions I bring to the table with the story.
How did you feel when you first heard about the theme for this month's show?
Oh, yeah, that was so Amy B has been kind enough to, like, you know, kind of give me that encouragement and push about what this theme meant. But I thought of a lot of other people, you know, first thing when I thought of the theme. But I think one of the first people that just came in my mind and stood was my younger sibling. And that has been one of the most transformative, meaningful moments or identities I hold as a human being. And that's why I felt the need to share that story.
You know, obviously you have those memories and of course that feeling that you're sharing with an audience. But when you're putting together how you want to perform this experience in front of an audience, does that change the way you see yourself and the relationships that you have with other people? I mean, in this case, with your sister?
Yes, absolutely. I love that question. Definitely, I think from the first version of the story that I think of, and I feel like, again, there are different layers to the story. And every time I'm working on editing or updating it, you know, I'm honoring the version that she has brought to the table and I have brought myself, right? And our sibling relationship. So it keeps evolving. And the final version is something I'm so excited about. And my sister and I have been like, we've been bonding about this, you know, the process and what that means.
That's funny. That's so different than what I get with my brothers who just constantly like, that's not what happened.
I was going to ask. I'm like, what was her feedback or her response when she first heard your story?
She's been really touched. She's actually a very private, personal, you know, she is a private person compared to me. And I wanted to make sure she was okay with me sharing this part of the story. I usually always ask people's consent. And she has been really excited and genuinely touched. And she's excited to listen to the recording. So I hope that happens.
Wonderful. So, Joe, what about you? What did you initially think of this month's theme? Did you know what story you wanted to tell right away?
I didn't know. I didn't know I was going to tell this story either, but it seemed like an opportunity to grow a little bit more as a storyteller, to really dive into some of my past that I kind of avoided for a long time, you know, like going down a hallway and knowing, hey, I know what's behind that door, but this felt like, you know, Keith is great. The show is amazing. The audience is incredible. So it feels like a good place to try this.
Yeah. Can you give us a little preview of your story without giving too much away?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could tell you elements of it that I think would be enough of a story on their own. I attempted suicide when I was 12, but that's not the focus of the story. There was a huge argument going on between my mother, who was a nun for 10 years, and me and my love of Star Wars, the movie. But that's not the focus of the story. And if you are ever put in a state facility, a mental health facility, as a juvenile, there's really only a few ways that you can get out. One, your parents take you back. Or two, you have to go to court and basically say, hey, I'm sane. And I did not understand what that process was going to be like when I kicked it off. Before I knew what Kafka was, this was Kafka.
Wow. I mean, putting this together as a story that you're going to tell in front of an audience, did that help or deepen reflection or processing or of what happened when you were a child?
I mean, the idea of presenting this in front of people is terrifying. And Keith, you might have made a mistake.
I hope so.
I mean, that in and of itself will be an incredible thing to witness. But I think it helps with just editing down to the details. I think everybody has some amazing stories, but I think we're very lucky that we can tell a story well. And I just want to make sure I'm not leaving out what needs to be left out. And I'm just getting to the parts I need to focus on so the people listening to it can understand what's happening.
Yeah. I mean, what I'm learning from both Meghna and Joe, I mean, there's such variety in the stories that are being told. And I know that about In a Nutshell every month for the storytelling showcase. Keith, do you and Amy and Aaron, the team behind In a Nutshell, is that really the intention to keep really a wide range of stories in mind when you're thinking of putting the showcase together each and every month to really take the audience on a journey?
That's definitely something that we want. I don't think it's something that we have to put a whole lot of work into. What's nice is that when we throw out a theme, it kind of takes care of itself. What the storytellers then come back to us with, we've never had a case where every storyteller was like, oh, I have a story about a family trip to the Grand Canyon, you know, or even just everyone doing a family trip. Like always, we get surprised. And in fact, it'll be like nobody will do what we thought they were going to do with the story and go in the direction we thought they were going to go with the story. So it is important to us, but I can't say it's something that we have to put a lot of work into or can take a lot of credit for. Mm.
You know, what I also love, the both of you, Joe and Meghna, you also like teach stand-up and storytelling to other people. And I think like every time someone goes to watch In a Nutshell, they leave kind of brainstorming and thinking like, oh, what story could I tell in front of an audience? What draws you both to teaching? Why pass on the craft of storytelling to other people in the next minute or so that we have? Meghna, I'll start with you.
Yes, I feel one of the superpowers of teaching is inviting people to embrace their imperfect, messy, incomplete selves, whether it's writing a story or sharing a story. And there are different versions of it, so honoring each version of the story that brings. So I always tell people or encourage people to start small, because sometimes storytelling feels very intimidating and big. And so when you start with baby steps of something like a moment, a conversation, you know, just an experience, I think sometimes starting with those baby steps can lead to those beautiful moments that they're trying to capture.
Yeah. Joe, why do you think people should be interested in giving voice to their own stories?
We know that speaking in front of people is one of the biggest fears that any human has. So if you can conquer that with a little bit of preparation, I think that's powerful. I also know that as a comedian, man, the first time you get that big laugh, it is a high that you're going to chase. And if you can get organic laughs telling a really personal story that has a clear beginning, middle, and end, you've accomplished something. And it helps you and it helps the audience.
Yeah, I mean, especially when live, I mean, there's such a relationship between the audience and yeah, storytellers. It can be really powerful. So I can absolutely understand that.
I love that back and forth, the give and take, because you're right, there is a relationship. And if you're a skilled presenter, you can play with those moments in a way that just, it's added value to the whole experience. And this, I mean, I know that Keith has said this, but this lineup, this is a stellar lineup. Like, if you haven't checked out this show, everybody is on it, and somehow I snuck on it. So it's pretty amazing.
Well, Joe and Meghna and Keith, as always, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Keith Lowell Jensen is the host of the In a Nutshell storytelling series. Meghna Bhatt and Joe Klosik are two of this month's featured storytellers, along with Brian Copeland and J.P. Frary. The People Who Made Us is the theme of this month's show. It's taking place this Friday, February 27th at the Sophia in Sacramento. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.